You're listening to English O'Clock 2.0. Hello and welcome to English O'Clock 2.0. My name is Julia and this is Bytes, episode number 8. So last week we talked about all those awesome, fun, outdoor hobbies, so things that we enjoy doing outside. And today we'll talk about indoor hobbies, so all of those activities that we like to do inside, right? Now, I'm pretty sure that some of the activities that we're about to look at, you would probably normally do them inside, maybe not inside your house, but inside a place, right? But I'm sure you can also do some of them outside, right? I wanted to kind of distinguish them outdoor and indoor. Just a quick reminder, a hobby is an activity that you do for fun in your free time. That's how a hobby is defined. Now, just like last week, last Thursday, when we talked about outdoor hobbies, I want to ask you again, once more today, what are your hobbies? And if you answered outdoor hobbies last week, try indoor hobbies this week. Or maybe what were your hobbies when you were younger? Indoor hobbies when you were younger. For example, or the next question is, have you rediscovered any activity or any hobby that you enjoyed doing years ago? Right? And that is actually my case, because, and I told you about this, I think, when I was younger, I really, really, really enjoyed doing puzzles, right? So, you know, a nice picture and you just put pieces together. And I really loved that. And I think I stopped when I was around 10. And I didn't start until last week when I got a puzzle. It's a 2,000 piece puzzle and I finished it this morning. And I had so much fun. It was so relaxing and it was just give me this opportunity to completely disconnect the way I would disconnect reading a book or watching a really good movie. So it's not that kind of disconnecting where you're like, oh, you know, let me check the phone or let me, I don't know, think about something else. You're doing what you're doing. So for me, doing puzzles is a very mindful activity. Right. So let's take a look at some hobbies that you would normally, again, that you would normally do indoor. But if you probably can do some of them outdoor as well. So, the first one is astrology, que es astrología, right? Not my cup of tea, but I see why people would be interested in that. For me, it's really difficult to understand. So, you look at the sky and you see constellations and stuff. I'm like, well, I don't see anything. another activity is palmistry or palm reading, que es la quiromancia. So when you look at somebody's hand, you're like, oh, you're going to have 5 kids, you're going to get married in 2035, and you're going to be a lawyer, right? That would be palmistry or palm reading. Then you can be into basketry or basket work. You can probably guess what this is, cestería. And this week I actually decided to give you the verb as well. We would say to do basketry or to do basket work, hacer cestería, right? So do kind of articles or things that are basket-like, right? You can do pottery, cerámica, another fun activity. Think about the movie Ghost, which, by the way, I must be like the only person who hasn't seen it. I haven't seen the movie Ghost. I have to watch it. You can do glass blowing. Now, this is something you probably shouldn't do in your living room, que es soplado de vidrio, right? So you should probably do that in a garage, maybe, or maybe even outside, right? You can do woodwork, que es carpintear, right? So do stuff out of wood. You can build airplane models or ship models or tank models or any other models, really, que es construir modelos de aviones, barcos, tanques, and whatever else. I remember my brother was into building models. I never understood where the fun was. Maybe it was probably because I didn't like the thing that I would have to actually build, right? If you gave me a model home, for example, like a tiny dollhouse, I would probably like that a lot more than building airplanes and ships, especially war-related, because that's what most of them are. Then you can be into playing board games or play board games, which is one of the things I really like, que es jugar a juegos de mesa. So, you know, Risk, Monopoly, Catan, Cluedo, all those fun, awesome board games. And in at least in my case, I found that I loved it when I was a child, especially Monopoly. And then I stopped liking it. It's not that I stopped liking it, but I stopped playing it. Just the same thing that happened with puzzles. I just stopped doing it. Probably because I didn't have anyone to do it with, right? Because when you become a teenager, it's not like you say, you guys want to come over and play Monopoly? No, we want to go to a disco, right? Or a bar. So I just stopped doing it, and I picked it back up about 5-6 years ago. We just started, my husband and I started playing board games in the family, and then there was, different kinds of games and new games. So not the old school Cluedo, Monopoly, Risk ones, but new fun ones. So I really like that. Even though it is difficult sometimes to get into a new board game, especially if it's complicated. And this is what happens with Catan. Those of you who are not familiar with Catan, I'm not familiar with it. I haven't played it yet, but I really wanted it. So I got it for my birthday. And so I got one for 4 to 6 people. And because now it's difficult to get 4 to 6 people together in one room at home due to the pandemic, we got one for 2 people so I could play it with my husband. And so one day I just thought, you know what? I'm just going to see how you play this. And I mean, the instructions are long. So it's about an hour of reading and understanding what you actually have to do. And I kind of understand that this discourages a lot of people, because what you want to do when you have a new toy, and a board game is a toy, you want to start using it, but you have to learn how to use it first, right? So So that's that with board games. But I love that. I love playing board games. To do a puzzle, which is my probably top one indoor hobby right now, especially here in Madrid, it was raining the last few weeks, I'd say. And I think doing a puzzle when it's raining, you know, you switch on some music, have a nice cup of tea, and then you kind of just puzzle away, right? I love that. Anyways, another thing that you can be into, and this is something that I am into in summers, and so is my husband, to do a crossword puzzle, no, un crucigrama, or a word search, una sopa de letras, or a Sudoku. That's my cup of tea. So my husband is more the crossword puzzle type. I'm more of the Sudoku type. And I can, you know, work a Sudoku for hours. But then I'm a little cheater because I usually get the really difficult ones. So here in Spain, you have like, you can get tiny notebooks of Sudokus, and they're leveled from 1 to 10. So obviously 10 is the most difficult one. 1 is the easiest one. And I usually get like the 7, 8, 9 level. So quite difficult. And what I do is I start super enthusiastic, and then I get the first 4 or 5 numbers right, and then I'm stuck, and I keep trying it for another maybe 10 minutes, and I stop and just, you know, flip the page and do the next one. And so it happens that by the end of the summer, out of this notebook with about 50 Sudokus, 2 are scratched or just completely crossed out because I made a mistake and I didn't want to go back and find the mistake. And the rest, you just have, you know, bits and bobs here and there filled out, and no complete Sudokus. This is what happens to me. I know about you guys, if you're into crossword puzzles or word searches or Sudokus, how do you feel about that? Right, you can do cartography, que es cartografía, right? So it's basically making maps, right? You can do cryptography, which is criptología, and it's kind of like this secret language stuff, right? You can do handcraft, que son trabajos manuales, right? Anything really. Whatever you want to do, right? Just a handicraft or handcraft. You can collect things. You can collect things like coins. You can collect stamps. You can collect antiques, maybe, que sería coleccionar monedas in case of coins, sellos in case of stamps, and antiques, antigüedades. So you can just collect basically anything you want, right? You can do crochet, or you can just crochet, which is gancillo, or hacer gancillo. And along the line, you can do broidery or to embroider. So you can either do embroidery, hacer bordado, literalmente dicho, or to embroider, which is bordar. Along the lines, again, you can knit. You can be into knitting, que es hacer punto. Or you can like to sew. And careful with sew, because sew is actually spelled S-E-W. And you like sew? Sew? No, it's sew. Just like, I like you so much, or this is so good, sew, coser. Then we can do the more kind of artistic stuff when it comes to arts, right? You can draw, dibujar. You can paint, pintar. And this is like aquarelle, watercolors, right? You can do oil painting. You can use different materials to paint. You can make a collage, with this, which is something that I used to be really into, que es hacer un collage. So you kind of cut out things from magazines, and then you compose a little picture out of it, and I quite liked that. I was actually really good at it. So what I used to do is I took pictures from my friends, and for their birthdays I would make them a collage with that picture of us. You can be into balloon twisting, and it was quite difficult actually to find this translation of balloon twisting, which is globoflexia. It's such a common and known word in Spanish, globoflexia. People know this. Well, balloon twisting, it's the first time that I actually hear it, so I learned that as well. You can make origami, que es papiroflexia. So you have globoflexia with balloons, and then papiroflexia with paper. And in English we say to make origami. You can do magic. You can do magic, which is, by the way, a really cool song by America, I believe it is. You can do magic. Hacer magia. More arty stuff. You can sculpt, esculpir, no, hacer esculturas. You can do calligraphy, hacer caligrafía. And then we go into the more kind of probably more common stuff, which is you can read. You can read poetry, you can read novels, you can read, autobiographies, biographies, it's whatever you want, right? You can read, leer. You can also write. You can write poems, you can write short stories, historias o relatos breves, no, relatos cortos. You can write your own novel, you can write whatever you want, whatever you want to write, escribir. And then you can listen to music, but that's not the only thing that you can do. So listen to music, ojo, because it's listen to. You listen to the rain outside, you listen to the radio, you listen to music, so it's always listen to. Unless you say, hey, listen, escucha. But if you say, listen to me, escúchame a mí, right? So this two is mandatory. Escuchar música. But you can also make music, que es hacer música, right? And what I'm going to include in this kind of topic of making music, it's either actually recording a song and making music, or just playing a musical instrument, right? So I'm just going to include that, no, tocar un instrumento musical. You can compose music, componer música, or you can just completely get rid of, you know, the elements that actually produce music and just go into singing and be the person who makes music to sing, cantar. And then the more, I don't want to call them lazy ones, but probably a little bit more relaxed is watching TV, right? Ver la tele, and you can watch a certain series or you can watch a movie. And I remember when my brother was younger, him and his friends would get together, you know, and have the occasional beer and whatnot. And they would watch, I think it was in Germany, there was a channel that aired a program of a train, just, you know, of a moving train. And so what you could see on TV was the landscape just passing by, and they would watch that for hours. Anyways, so to watch TV, ver la tele. You can play computer games, which is something I personally have never been into. So when I was younger, when I got my first computer, and when I got my first, that must have been 1994, for my first communion, primera comunión, we got a computer. And so the only thing that was on the computer was paint, right? And then shortly after, we got Prince of Persia, which was super difficult. And also we only got the demo. So there was just a certain moment until you could play. And then I don't think we had any other games. And then my brother had like weird shooting games. And then we got Monkey Island and Maniac Mansion. And those two games absolutely fascinated me. I did play the Game Boy. I did use that. But I wasn't ever into... Once 3D hit the market, Juegos en 3D, I was like, whoa, this is too much for me. So like 2D, Rayman and stuff, that was okay. But then once it hit 3D, I just kept running against the wall. I don't know if you guys had the same experience with computer games, because nowadays a lot of people play computer games. It's a huge... It's always been a huge industry, but now I feel it's getting even bigger, or I'm just getting older. But yeah, tell me how you feel about computer games. You can be into podcasting, which is exactly what this is. Hacer podcasts, no? You can, cook, cocinar, or you can bake, hornear. But when you're referring to baking, it's actually like hacer repostería. So it's not only baking bread, it's also, making more elaborate kind of sweet stuff, right? And then I don't want to completely go into sports, but maybe touch base, como empezar, because that might be actually another topic that we'll cover in bites. So to do yoga, hacer yoga, to do Pilates, hacer Pilates, and what kind of goes with the whole yoga, Pilates mindset is meditation, la meditación, which is something I'm still trying to incorporate it into my day. It's something that I want to, that I still work on, and I want to continue working on. Right. So these are the 40, some of them weirder and some of them more normal indoor hobbies. I'm pretty sure I missed a few. All right. I'm sure there are other things that you can be into that I didn't include on this list, but I think this gives you a pretty decent idea of things that you can do inside. If you have any other indoor hobby that you're like, oh my God, Julia, how could you have forgotten about, I don't know, wall painting. I don't know. Tell me, you can find me on Instagram at English O'Clock 2.0. You can find me on Twitter at English_. You can just comment on this episode on iVoox. But I have a few more. I have 10 more, which I kind of named other hobbies, quote unquote, other hobbies that don't really fit into nature, outdoor related hobbies, but are not really indoor related. Maybe they are indoor related, but not in the comfort of your own home. So you would have the amateur dramatics or the community theater. So amateur dramatics is the British term that I actually wasn't familiar with, and community theater is the American term, and it's arte dramático amateur, I think you say amateur. And it's when a group of people gets together and without being, you know, professional actors, they just pull off a theater play, right? So this would be amateur dramatics or community theater. You can be into cosplay, and this is actually also a verb, to cosplay, que es el, I think you say cosplay as well, where you dress up as a certain character from a movie, a video game, etc., etc., right? You can do any kind of dancing, one of which could be ballroom dancing. So you can do ballroom dancing, que es baile de salón. You could do belly dancing, que es danza de vientre. You can do hip hop. You can do, old school dancing or whatever else there is, right? Any kind of dancing. You can go clubbing, que salir de fiesta. And this is kind of more social. I'd say maybe that these hobbies might not actually be other hobbies, but probably a little bit more social. Not quite, because the others weren't really individual hobbies, because you wouldn't play Monopoly against yourself. Trust me, I thought about it. Cuando me entra el mono de jugar al Monopoly, I'm like, could I play against myself? No. but these are things that you would probably do with people. So, I mean, you wouldn't pull off an amateur dramatics or community theater in a one-man show, right? It's a theater, so you, unless it's a monologue, right? A cosplay, you would probably not cosplay by yourself. Ballroom dancing, it takes two to tango, literally, no? if you go clubbing, you probably go with your friends. Which is another one, to meet friends, just to get together with your friends, quedar con amigos. You can be into going out for to have a meal. And more specific, you can be into going out for breakfast, desayuno, right? Brunch, el típico brunch, que es, I'm sure everybody knows this, but just in case, brunch is a fusion between breakfast and lunch, right? So we have the BR from breakfast, br, and then the unch from lunch, brunch. So you can go out for breakfast, for brunch, for lunch, or for dinner, que es salir a desayunar, tomar el brunch, comer o cenar, right? You can go shopping, which I have a kind of a love-hate relationship with shopping, because I don't like to go shopping with someone, and I don't like to go shopping alone. The only time when I like to go shopping is when I can't afford it. So if I have no money, I automatically see something that I want. And if I go shopping with someone, I always feel guilty if I take too long looking at something, and it's just annoying. I don't know. Not a big shopping fan. Anyways, you can go to an escape room, which is, I told you about this a few days ago. I went to last Saturday. So a great, great experience to go to an escape room, ir a un escape room. And to escape is escapar, pues una habitación de la que tienes que escapar, de la que te tienes que librar. So if you haven't gone, it's a really cool activity for, you know, a weekend or an afternoon with friends. It could be 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10, maybe. We did it in a group of three, so there were three of us, and it was great fun. So definitely something that I can recommend. You can go to the cinema, ir al cine. You can go to a museum, ir al museo, or you can go to a theater, right? So you can go to the cinema, a museum, or the theater, que es ir al cine, al museo, o al teatro. And the last one, our last hobby, yeah, our last other hobby is to go to a karaoke. So go and just sing your lungs out, right? And this is something that I find it a really good idea. But then when I find myself in a karaoke, I'm like, what am I doing here? Because, you know, those of you who know me a little bit, you know that I do not have a singing voice. I really don't have a singing voice. But sometimes I do think that I do have a singing voice. So it's kind of proportional. So when I'm a little bit tipsy, I'm like, maybe I could do this. Maybe I can pull this off. And then I actually do it. And surprise, surprise, Julia, you do not have a singing voice. So why don't you step away from the microphone, right? All right. That's it for today. So we looked at, I kind of want to call them arty indoor hobbies, because they're kind of related to art, like pottery and basketry and woodwork. I mean, it's got to do with being kind of creative and being good with your hands, right? But then again, maybe doing a crossword puzzle or a word search or a Sudoku, not really. So I'm just going to call them indoor hobbies, and then in quote unquote social hobbies. Right. So again, tell me what your indoor hobbies are. Tell me if you have discovered or rediscovered a new indoor or an old indoor hobby lately. I'd love to hear about it. As I said, for me, like, puzzling is the coolest thing. And I'm a little bit worried because, you know, I'm one of those people that if I like something, if I like a dish, it's not enough for me to finish the dish. I have to go back fairly soon to repeat the dish, to eat it again. If I like a song, I will listen to the song probably for the whole day until I get sick of it. And so on Sunday, I sat down after breakfast to work on the puzzle, and I stopped at around 10 p.m. So I was literally on it the whole day. So I overdo it a little bit. So I'm just going to wait until I get my next puzzle. Anyways, you guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being here with me. If you have any questions about hobbies or similar, and if you want to share them, go right ahead. Remember that you can always use the option of sending me a voice message on Instagram, right? On Twitter, you can't. I don't think you can. But on Instagram, you can. So you can just say, hey, Julia, my favorite indoor hobbies are, right? You can post it, or you can send it to me directly. Right. Again, have a wonderful afternoon and evening, and I'll hopefully see you in the next class. Take care. Bye-bye.